like to talk to you about simple processes this morning. You've had a lot of complex processes of one kind or another. You should be very aware of the fact that there are a great many simple processes which don't strain any brain cells to use, but which require a certain discipline, one might say, on the part of the auditor, because they are so simple that one can become very complex with them. Now, just calling these off from memory, just as the processes I use, which are simple processes, let's take them as six steps to nothing. Now, I'll bet you it's, pardon me, six ways to nothing. It's probably been a long time since any of you have done any nothingness processing as such. You should recognize that the definition of communication is C distance E with a duplication at E at what is at C. Therefore, if you want to process a thetan, you'd certainly better process nothingnesses. You better have him put up lots of nothingnesses. Of course, it'll make the body sick, so you have to remedy havingness. But it doesn't make the thetan sick. As far as form and mass is concerned, the thetan is nothing. So therefore, every time you put up a somethingness, you are putting the thetan a little bit further out of communication if he is obsessed on the subject of communication. Please recognize that. The thetan is more a nothingness than he is a somethingness. He is something, however, which can monitor both a somethingness and a nothingness. But remember, as far as form is concerned, he is a nothingness, and therefore the processing of the thetan by putting up somethingnesses rather more pounds him down into the body than otherwise. How do you do this process? Any nothingness process is a good process, but this one just happens to be a little bit better, you might say. But again, remember that you have to use it with havingness. You have six directions. Straight forward, straight back, to the right, to the left, above and below. And the way you do the process is you say, all right, now in front of you find the first barrier, and I'll look through that and find the next barrier, and look through that and find the next barrier, and I'll find black space, and I'll find nothingness, and sit back and know. That's the pattern that goes with it. Interesting process. And you say to the right side, well, I find a barrier, and I'll find the next barrier, and I'll find the next barrier, and I'll find the sky, black space, nothingness, and sit back and know. Actually, what the fellow will eventually sit back and know is the fact the messed universe has finite boundaries. Interesting, but true. It has finite boundaries. Now, this process is, a limited process, isn't that you have to remedy somebody's havingness. But somebody who is having a little bit of trouble exteriorizing, something like that, is assisted markedly by this process. Now let's take the simpler process of this, which is just put up a flock of nothings. I get the idea of communicating to nothing and communicating to nothing and communicating to nothing and communicating to nothing, and the individual experiences some relief. Why? The thetan is communicating with a nothingness. Now when you take a man who is convinced he is a man and request that he communicate with God, you are asking a man, something made out of flesh and blood, and remember you are in all of these religious processes of olden times, people were convinced of nothing, if not that they were made out of flesh and blood, that you're asking this flesh and blood thing to communicate with a nothingness. This results in a feeling of degradation. Any time you ask somebody to communicate directly with the nothingness called God, you are then asking him to disenfranchise himself. You're asking a man to make nothing out of a physical body because, of course, he is communing with a much more powerful, it says right here in the commercials, much more powerful being than himself. This results in a feeling of degradation and gives birth to the common religious manifestation of self-abnegation and or reviling oneself, repenting. This is the direct manifestation, the something-nothing manifestation, directly behind Repent ye, repent ye. The kingdom of heaven is about to cut your throat. All is love. This is not particularly, I'm not being hard on religion, because I don't believe that the end and all of religion is an anthropomorphic deity who is sitting up on top of a cloud trying to find out how he can be vengeful about somebody. If this were religion, this would be a sorry thing indeed, wouldn't it? You want to find out who makes the religious implantations and who does the behind-the-scenes manipulation of this universe. Don't look at spirits. Don't look at spirits if you want to know who makes bodies, who puts people in between lives, areas, and so forth. Look at beings and bodies. Why do we adjudicate this? You can see it yourself immediately on something and nothing. All these simple processes really stem out of just this. You either communicate with something or communicate with nothing. And when we realize that the trap characteristics and so forth of this universe all consist of somethingnesses, and when we realize that all of these various traps are somethingness traps, and that they are directed in the direction of trapping a thetan, we have only to compare this behavior with a case level 5, a step 5 of SOP 8, and discover that somebody who is having a hard time as a 5, you know, who learns how to audit and as a 5, and he can't get out, and it's all black and all black, won't rest until he has trapped a thetan. Won't rest. He will do everything he possibly can to nail somebody down in his head. If he does exteriorize, he'll say, well, the fellow was really a white 5, and this is a step 6, maybe, that has become a white 5, and he is really outside of his head, and therefore he's a psychotic because he's exteriorized. We find this manifestation around quite continually. Tells you immediately that you are not dealing with spirits when you're dealing with what the Western Hemisphere today calls religion. You are dealing with a heavy gravity type of individual. Just think it over for a moment, and I think you'll see that this is fairly clear. Because this particular type of universe is designed as a trap universe, to trap a thetan. All of its manifestations, its dwindling spirals and so forth, are directly lined up with trapping a thetan. Take a body, for instance. A body is actually nothing more nor less than a rather interesting theta trap, which a thetan can use up to a certain point. And then which, lacking in technology, in which he is liable to get trapped. This demonstrates that the fixity on this fixation on trapping and so forth is never held by a thetan. Why? Communication, law of cause, distance, effect. Duplication at effect of what emanated from cause. See that? So we have the effort of nothing at effect where you have a thetan involved. Any thetan who gets obsessed enough to set up a universe to trap people would, would have a tendency to set one up which would just make nothing out of bodies like mad. It would probably look like a hamburger machine. It would just make nothing out of bodies, and all the thetans would get lots more distance and they'd all go free. Why? Because you'd want lots of nothingnesses, wouldn't you? The obsession and the common communication line of a thetan is to have nothing at the E point, as far as mass is concerned. Well, then this super religious idea that is in the universe here is a trap idea. All they talk about is getting trapped in heaven or trapped in hell. Look that over for a moment and you'll find out their greatest fixation is getting trapped in hell. Trapped in bodies, etc., etc., etc. Now, most of these religious ideas, according to what knowledge I have of the whole tract, to introduce a little parascientology, were and are brought forward by heavy gravity characters who may or may not be thetans, who may or may not have anything to do with the principles that we have in the theta mesh theory. They might work on an entirely different set of agreements. Just because we know the theta mesh theory, and because all life forms which we can view here are solely based on this theta mesh theory, there's no reason to suppose that you couldn't have a complete reversal of this. See, it'd be easy to reverse and say, well, these somethingnesses exist to make somethingnesses. Actually, you'd never get a planet or an impulse to make a planet unless you had a somethingness trying to communicate. It's all very well to say, well, this is all taken care of by the dwindling spiral, which brings all things into mass sooner or later and condenses them. That set of postulates never would have gotten going in the first place if there hadn't been a somethingness sitting there trying to trap a nothingness into a somethingness. Look it over for a moment. You find out that a set of agreements, such as we have there, would not necessarily wind up in a trap universe. Wouldn't necessarily wind up in an obsession to make something. Trapping a thetan into a body, the designer of such bodies and so forth, would normally, if they were thetans, simply make holes in the head. Let's have some ways to get out. You see? The sort of holes in the head problem. But that isn't what we find taking place. We find, let's fix up bodies that nobody can get out of. See,
let's fix up theta traps that nobody can get out of. Let's fix it all up so it's all condensed, huh?
And it tells you that you must have some debased space opera at work where you have this legend of God, as talked of in the Christian world. Christians are so thoroughly indoctrinated, just on the subject of religion, into the idea of one God and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but they completely overlook the fact that for thousands of years before this stuff came along, there were quite competent religions existing, and that right along with Christianity, three-quarters of the earth's populace does not worship in Christian lines. There's nothing wrong with Christianity other than it is a rather wide composite of a great many religions. But when we say religion, we don't mean immediately one God, so on and so on and so on. It just doesn't follow. This is not the immediate conclusion. The one God, you are debased. Love thy brother, we'll knock your block off, type of religious philosophy is just one religious philosophy amongst hundreds of thousands of religious philosophies. And today, only a quarter of the earth's populace is even aware of this religious philosophy of one God, love your neighbor. That's a combination. And you have to be a little bit more free-minded than many of your brothers and recognize that you could be intensely religious without subscribing to this particular monomanic deism. Now, where did this thing come from, this one God, everybody trapped inside thing? Well, we see by the definition of communication it must have come from a somethingness and must therefore be a debased philosophy if it debases everything it touches. I mean, we can just bring this conclusion in. Whether you like it or not, we're discussing therapy. We're not discussing religion. And we see then that some of the rougher cases we have been first convinced that they were bodies and then made as bodies to communicate with a nothingness. Now, all this tirade just for one reason only. Don't you take somebody who is convinced that he is a body and utterly nailed down and make him communicate over a long period of time with nothing, because you will wind up by degrading him. You will have approximated the exact operation known as outer spacism. The cult of Jupiter, or whatever it is, that is the back of Christianity. See? And your people get sick when you say, put up a nothing. Fella, any fella that's convinced he's a body is going to get sick if he has to put up too many nothings. So let's realize that the simplicity of this process is rather overreached. Here we have people who are convinced they are bodies. They would be made well most readily, of course, if you combined a nothingness and a somethingness. You let them put up enough somethingnesses so the body stayed on an equal plane, and then let them put up enough nothingnesses until they found out at length that they didn't have any mass as people, and that the body had mass, but they didn't have mass. In other words, you'd alternate these two things. You'd make them look at something, you'd make them look at nothing. Well, if you did that, your people would stay well. But if you just went out and obsessively started to run nothing, 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 put up another nothing, duplicate some more nothings, make nothing out of the wall, make nothing out of the town, look through earth and find nothing, look out into space and find nothing, the next thing you know, If you had an audience of 20 and you were doing this as a group process, I guarantee that about 50% of the people in the audience would be sicker than the well-known dog. There's a dog that is awfully sick someplace I never happened to have run into. But this is what you would do. And that is because people have come over the theta mess theory. They've come over into the messed band. And when they're over in that, just the thought of communicating with nothing so reverses the direction they're going that it really upsets them. So every time you make a pre-clear look at nothing, why give him some something too? And you're happier about the whole thing. There are two obsessions that an individual could have. I don't say, by the way, the theta mess theory is wrong where all life is concerned. I just say it's just because it's all we know is no reason that's all there is. Let's be a little more broad-minded than philosophers are wont to be. Because it's my theory, it's the only theory there is. That's booby-trap more mankind in more ages than you can count. Observedly, it happens that the theta mess theory is very, very workable, and it seems to apply to all life. There is it also, on a broader look, applies to this problem about which we're speaking at this moment. You could see that beings becoming extremely degraded had gotten to a point where they were only messed, you see. And then after that, they decided to degrade everything else and so handed out this type of religion, whereby they made somethingnesses communicate with nothingnesses to discover that the nothingness was king and the somethingness was debased. Or this would be a cross communication system. It could be that your individuals who started such a religion were, just to begin with, thetans and degenerated into mess. But it's not necessarily true that they did. It isn't that the devil has mass, but the men of God evidently do, with the amount of idols that they put up in the name of no idolatry. There's nothing quite as satisfactory to a thetan, by the way, than a good, nice, big stone idol. A thetan, see? One of these idols, 180 cubits tall, you know, out of solid granite. I mean, that's very nice mass. You can be inside of it and you can experience it and so forth. Very pleasant mass. These little old things they wear around their necks, they're nothing to interiorize into. Another thing is that they booby-trap interiorizing into these idols by making them dead men, wounded men, so forth. Anybody goes in there, why, of course, he gets a past-death re-stimulation that sticks him. The obsession on the subject of the trap in this universe is something that you as an auditor would do very well to examine. You mustn't go on fighting these traps. The only reason that an individual ever gets interiorized is because he fights interiorization. But you certainly must solve this by running a process known as exteriorization, interiorization, one of the simpler processes. Now, we've just taken care of some somethingness and some nothingness, if in a rather broad, indirect way. But actually, all the information I've given you there is necessary. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about therapy. You start asking somebody to communicate with nothing, communicate with nothing, communicate with nothing. He thinks he's a body. He'll sink him because religion has been asking him to do it for many, many, many ages. And it'll just rekindle his own debased, degraded state and how he should wipe the floor with his nose or something of the sort. And you're not making anybody well doing this. Now, there's something and nothing. Communication. As we go into this, simple processes, all the way along the line, we find something and nothing ruling the roost, you might say. You say, hold the two back corners of the room. What are you doing? You're putting a person into contact with present time somethingness, aren't you? Remember that there is also a technique that goes along with it. Find two nothingnesses and hold on to them, which is an interesting process, and is rather more likely to exteriorize your pre-clear than any other. That's a very likely process for exteriorization. Find a couple of nothingnesses behind you, always behind him, remember, never in front of him. Never have anybody hold two anchor points in front of him. That's the direction all the currents are in. And the place he hasn't any space is behind him, and you're asking him to get out of his body. If you ask somebody to get out of his body in front of his face, he's just as likely never to get back in because he has no space behind his body. That's why we exteriorize to the rear. That's why we hold two anchor points to the rear. Now, if you were to ask somebody to find two nothingnesses and hold on to them, you would find there's a great possibility that he will simply pop out of his head. But at the same time, remember that he could get sick doing this for the reasons which I have just given you, and therefore we take this one rather easily, and we don't even put this out in publications, or it isn't yet out in publications, because it quite often makes a pretty clear sick. But it is better, if anything, than holding the two back points of the room. Hold two nothingnesses. Of course, Thetan is nothing in the way of form, and if he's going to come out, it'll be by holding nothingnesses. All right. Your next set is the exteriorization-interiorization phenomena. If you're having any difficulty with somebody getting out of his head, of course, the main thing you want to shoot for is exteriorization-interiorization. You can do this on straight wire. Give me some things you're not in. Like that. You can do it same way. Give me some things you're not outside of. Give me some spaces you're not in. Give me some things you're not trying to get into. Give me some things you're not trying to get out of. All that straight wire type of thing, you should become very agile in applying it to almost anything, you see. You say exteriorization, interiorization. This is the problem, see. You're just running a drill. Your first set of problems are around, and I haven't even covered all of them. Somethingness and nothingness. Your next set of problems are around exteriorization, interiorization. It's a trap universe. So you certainly better have a lot of things designed to remedy exteriorization, interiorization. Now you find out that moving a preclear into a mass and out of a mass and into it and out of it and into and out of it and into another mass and out of that finally gets him to a point of view and a state of mind where he can't be trapped in anything. And that's the kind of mind that you've got to get him into if you're going to have any kind of freedom in this universe. He must be able to get into anything and out of anything. See? He's got to be a Houdini. Otherwise, he's stuck somewhere. Now, if we want a common denominator below the echelon of something and nothing, which is the theta mess theory itself, if we want a common denominator for the problem your preclear is having, it would be first something, nothing, this communication interchange. And next echelon of problem would be exteriorization, interiorization, out of into, out of into, out of into. And you give a fellow a lot of straight wire on this. You could say, for instance, you could just take the dynamics. Always safe, you see, to take the dynamics. And take the no to sex scale and use this type of straight wire processing. It's just gorgeous, the results you get on it. There's no reason to draw you up a lot of formulas, because if you don't understand the basic rules on which it is constructed, it won't do you any good anyhow. So you wouldn't know what to ask the preclear next. Never preclear is a special problem. All right. Exteriorization, interiorization is your next echelon of problem. Right next door to one of the something-nothingness problems is the fact of getting something into himself and getting something out of himself, into himself, out of himself, into himself, out of himself. You see that? What's this? Food, excretia. Semen, babies. You get this? It's an exteriorization, interiorization problem. See that? Now, every time that you try to get an individual exteriorized and he doesn't exteriorize, he has what kind of a problem? Don't all speak at once. It's just... exteriorization, interiorization, that's his problem. Well, things interiorized into him and exteriorized out of him, him exteriorized into things and out of things. As long as he considers himself mass, he considers that things can be exteriorized from him and interiorized into him. He objects to this. If you've ever talked to a man who has just been shot with a bullet, you'll find out that he objects rather strongly to having things interiorized into him. And if you've just ever talked to a woman who has just given birth to a baby, she is very, very happy about just having exteriorized something. All right. Let's look at this real well and find out that an enormous number of processes could then be designed on the no to sex scale and all the dynamics on exteriorization, interiorization. You could ask somebody, for instance, let's just take the dynamics. And look him over, let's see, you say, what part of your life aren't you trying to get into? What part of your life aren't you trying to get out of? This sort of is a nebulous spinny sort of a question, but it'd be rather definitely we'd have to bring in time to get much first dynamic at all, unless we ask him be 3 feet back of your head, which is, of course, the first dynamic command. Be 3 feet back of your head. Exteriorization, interiorization, dynamic one. All right, now let's take exteriorization and interiorization on the subject of sex. You find a lot of your people, particularly if your preclear happens to be, unfortunately, homosexual. He has such terrific problems on the subject of exteriorization and interiorization on the sexual dynamic that they're really blowing his stack from morning till night. Who can he get into, you know? And who can he get something out of? Semen? The rest of it? Girls are concerned, lesbianism and so forth is all based on this basis. But let's just go upscale from this and get out of Hollywood and get up into some wholesome atmosphere, and we find out that your individuals, just in the common run of family life and so forth, have a great many problems which have to do with exteriorization, interiorization on the second dynamic. You could say, a whole series of questions suggest themselves which would do this. You could say, give me some things which you're not trying to get out of your husband. Give me some things which you're not trying to get into your wife. I know it sounds silly, but sometimes you pretty clear pick up a communication lag that sounds like a trip on the Baltimore and Ohio. Long. You get your third dynamic and combine it with a sexual dynamic, you find what women aren't you trying to lay? What men aren't you trying to have intercourse with? Broad. What babies aren't you giving birth to at this moment? Now we go on up the line. We could address various problems of this kind just as it suggests themselves to us. We find out that nobody uses really sensible transportation in this particular age in society. We find out that they get things that are more like tanks. And it was a Freudian idea. The Freudian analysts and so on. I think Freud's own adjudication of it was this, that the car was a womb and everybody was running around in his little womb. How puerile this might be is beside the point. You do have people thoroughly interiorized into cars, and when they're interiorized into a car and then interiorized into another car, you rather get yourself a complex problem in exteriorization, interiorization. Now, the main thing people are afraid of in exteriorization, interiorization, impacts. And they think going into something is going to give them an impact. Now, if you drill with Satan for a while, why, he conquers this idea of gravity pulling him down to an object. The whole idea of gravity comes under exteriorization, interiorization. So you ask a whole lot of straight wire questions suggest themselves. Give me some things you're not trying to land on. Let's give me some things that are not trying to land on you. And we go over this a few times, and we rather cure the fellow's idea of gravity. The Grand Tour, actually, is designed to cure a person's idea of gravity, all of which comes under exteriorization, interiorization. Exteriorization, interiorization, plus impact is gravity. The idea that things pull you in. Now, therefore, we get two simplest categories, something, nothing, and exteriorization, interiorization. We get thousands of ways to work these, and we get very, very simple processes anywhere we want to look in these two categories. And there are other such categories, and we'll take these up shortly.